It's July. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're here out along Dry Creek, just east of Baseline Reservoir. Misnamed this year, it's really full of running water and there are lots of insects out here, a good number of mosquitoes. And came out here to look at bats. The bats we've mostly been seeing out here are probably big brown bats and little brown Myotis bats, which it's pretty hard to identify these bats as they dart through the air. They use up a lot of energy and they eat 30 to 50% of their body weight every night in insects. So a single little brown Myotis might eat 150 mosquitoes in 15 or 20 minutes. The July 4th weekend is actually the time of the national bat count. And if you're interested in getting involved with this sometime, you can go on the Colorado Bat Society website. They actually do go out and count bats just to keep track of how well they're doing. Many of them are severely endangered. I think pesticide use and disturbance of roosts in caves are probably the greatest threats to bats. Well, Shelley, as you walked up here, I was watching a little brown Myotis fluttering overhead, and this big, fat woodhouse toad hopped across the path and is resting out there in the grass. And I don't know if you've heard their calls lately. If you live out on the plains, you'll hear them. It's described as snore-like or calf-like, but it goes something like, wah, wah. And if you live in Broomfield or Lafayette, you hear this on summer nights throughout June and July. We also associate July 4th with the appearance of fireflies in Boulder County. Many people are shocked to hear that we have fireflies, but one of the best places to see them is out by Sawhill Ponds, just west of 75th Street along the railway tracks, and you can see hundreds of fireflies flashing. As far as we know, there's only one species that's been collected. It's Photurus pennsylvanicus, which is a common firefly species found throughout much of North America. Out in the field, just beyond Dry Creek, there's one flashing as it's flying over the grasses there. It's the first time I've seen them out here. Yeah, right here, just past the path. It's right above the path, just flashing on and off. These males, these Photurus pennsylvanicus males, tend to sort of fly in a straight line as they flash. It's a pretty uninteresting flash by firefly standards. Some fireflies make J's and sine waves and fancy jazzy motions, but these just make a nice, even, sort of phosphorescent bluish-green light.
One firefly in Colorado, even if it has a boring signal, is pretty neat.
It's pretty exotic. If you're from Missouri or Oklahoma or places farther east, you might think nothing of fireflies. To those of us who grew up in the West, it's magic almost beyond belief.
Steve Jones is co-author of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.